Did the minor bird who stayed learn to speak or
no? Imitate? No, this not this plain one. This plain one we are talking about. Oh. The one which spoke was Nepalese minor. Mm. That one Baba gave some someone means Meru's father brought I think some somewhere. And when Baba went to Nasik, that time when Baba came back to Mehrabad, and we were alone on the hill, we, just four of us, Mani, Meru, Naja, and myself, not Meru, Mani, Naja, Kaushal, and myself, and Kaushal's mother, and Balu, another Hindu woman, and so we were about five, six of them with Baba on the hill. So this Maina bird Baba brought, and Baba says, and this is a beauty, it was, you have no idea, it was a very lovely bird, shining blue, black, and the beak, broad beak, orange colored beak, nice thick beak. His legs orange colored, rather short, and very lovely bird. When Mani played the sitar, it would dance like this on this peg, you know, dance like this. It was so sweet, very sweet bird. It was very intelligent bird. Baba said, it speaks, but it speaks another language. You know, some Madrasi people had it, you know, Madrasi people must have had it. We call it Madrasi, South Africa, in Bombay somewhere, you know. And so this bird speaks their language. So you teach your language, want to learn anything, teach. If you teach it anything, you learn. So when Baba went down the hill, then he started teaching it in the bird to say, Baba darlings. Yeah. So every day, after half an hour, 1 hour, I remember trying to skate and say, Baba darling, Baba darling. It listened like this, but it did not say 2, 3 days, 4 days. I said, Ma is going to listen, is going to speak or not, you know. Then one day, say Baba darling. So he was so excited. He said, oh, my Baba comes and hears it, how nice it will be. So when Baba came, it would not speak. It would not, Baba had his lunch and all that. When warm days, and Baba had lunch in our bedroom, his clean, clear bedroom, is on his own gadi. Then gadi is made up outside, it was inside. He used to bring the food inside, obviously. Then we waited for the Maina, he didn't ask me. Then Baba came out of the room, and we all were now walking outside the room. There from inside, a voice came, Baba, darling, Baba, darling. Oh, so very... And Baba stopped and came nearer to the door, and the Maina was in good mood, and she went on saying, Baba, darling, so sweet. Baba liked it very much. And so we were happy that it learned at last to say Baba Dhani. It means it's an intelligent bird. Some people know how to teach it more quickly. I don't know how they do it. They know how to teach birds to speak. Even parrots. Parrots, females don't talk. But a male bird does. But that also takes time.
That's a switch. What? That's a switch.
Why?
Usually you think that women
were
more adept at talking.
Yeah. No, females don't learn. Only male birds are nice. They have this black, what do you call it?
Collar?
Like a collaret. We call it cartoon. I mean, these feathers, they grow dark around here. Just a little short line, like this semicircle. And some have a little pinkish circle also. But it's more like dogs, okay? And that's a male bird, and so they try to teach it. And sometimes you hang it on the, what do you call it?
Cage.
And it's there now. There are many people, Mohammedans, Hindus, they like having this bird. So they hang it there. But every day, if the mother calls on its own child, anything, now the child's name is, what shall we say? Shanti, say, Shanti, come here, Shanti, come here. More than many times in the daytime, every day she said, then at last, after a month or 2 or 3 months, it learns to speak that much. I know what I mean? Not very quickly, yeah. But it learns. It's the same sound every day. There's another parrot, it's a very beautiful parrot. It's a Jangbari parrot. Jangbari, its color is a bluish gray color now. Which color will it be?
So
other boys went down the screen fell. The screen fell on the boy's head. And the boy fell flat with the dagger. His head was outside towards the audience. And his body, and half his body inside, half body outside. And that scene was there. All the audience clapped and laughed. And
funny, Baba said, we never expect this thing to happen.
Then we didn't know what to do. The boy couldn't get him, he was so scared. They caught hold of his legs and pulled him.
They pulled him off.
Pulled him off the stage. That was the most funny exit that ever happened.
Where was that? That was a play you saw?
Yeah, in Baba school. Then Baba told me the story of this, when they had a play at school. And this boy was very much a rich family, a wealthy family. He was much petted and pampered and so. By school, who's going to be nice to him? They were rough and jumping on that. But when the time came for concert, he wanted the best part. So this was the best important part he played. But the last scene was, you know, the dagger in his hand. Then he got very shy. What do you call it?
Stage shy.
It's called stage shy. And he got very nervous. But he couldn't say his name. So they were prompting him from the back. Chicken is louder. No. They said, all right, let down the screen. So when they let down the screen, he fell on his head. When he fell around, he fell half here, half inside, half outside, poor thing. And they had to pull him off the stage. The boy said, now better pull him. He can't even walk, he's so shy. And here you wanted the best.
Did Baba ever participate in any of this?
He must have been a good script also. Yeah. Yeah. And Baba was guiding all the day. They all gathered on Baba and asked his ideas. And the boys fought amongst each other. They fought all of this. And then Baba being peacemaker, you know.
Separate
also explained this, that, whatever Baba said. I don't know, but Baba was a peacemaker. They always came to him, bringing complaint of each other to Baba.
They just felt Baba knew.
Maybe the same boy or another boy, I don't know. When playing cricket now, they were very serious cricket game, they were playing. So, this boy was playing, and somebody did the bowling, and he must have bat, but he didn't do it properly. So, how the ball hit this boy. It was hurt him very well, cricket ball, the ball was very heavy. So he threw down the bat and his end of his finger was going, his thumb up, and he said, my thumb. The others could not. No, he won't even say that he's hurt. My thumb is very running. So there were all the boys running after him and saying, what is it? My thumb. I will wait, let us see what happened to it. But as they caught him and made him sit down, and he was so stinged because it hurt him very bad. He hurt his bone. Joint here, you know. He got so frightened and nervous that he was just running off the
field.
What do you call it? Field.
Playing grounds.
Yeah. And can you picture this boy running with his hand up and all the boys running off and wait, and see what happens.
My mom.
Baba, really, it was very funny. Funny happened to Baba. Small thing.
Baba went to a nice school.
Very first, I think he went to Padamji school. That is a Gujarati school for little children. You must know your Gujarati language. So the mothers in those days already sent the children first to this Parsi school. And the Parsi school, very fine school. There's 2-3 rooms and 2-3 masters. The ABC will teach you first grammar, second grammar, third grammar, and first book in Gujarati. By that time, you know the tables up to 16, isn't it?
Arithmetic,
mathematics, it is very high than the English grammar.
Oh, must be.
Very high. Because they're very young children. What they knew, I did not know. My 5th standard, and they were the first standard.
Oh.
Very tables.
Yeah.
The known tables, all up to 200 or whatever. It was very beautiful to teach. And mathematics very high.
Yeah, you know, then Baba went to that Stuart school also.
Yes, later he went to that school camp. No, I don't think that's a school. Okay. This is Pune Camp High School.
Right, there's another English High School.
No, they can call it that,
huh? There's one called Camp Government High School. Yeah, St. Vincent's also.
It's not, and then he went to college.
Yeah.
But middle, because he went to the Parsi school, that, and they said, it's not funny. It's very, we like it. I mean, they didn't fun of these children and all that. Because the master, one of the masters was a Hindu, like a servant, travelers, little Cain and Samuel, and all the children. In those days, could be done. There were no buses, no cars, no anything. It was good, nice, clear roads, just few people. So then, come on. You wouldn't hate anybody, but just put them in line, just to show that you're safe. The children, all in order, they walk, you know, 2x2, 4x4. I still never seen the children passing cabs or boys going to school, catching slate in their hand, you know. Better going to Padamji school. So Baba has been to Padamji school also. But the Padamji school is not one, there are 2-3 Pona. I mean, now this area must have a school because there's no buses or anything, so it has to be near to the residential places where more Parsi houses are. So there's a school, is one school, just three little rooms.
Yeah.
Hey Baba!
Hey Baba!
See the room, you see, and then you see them, ABC. Oh, you go to Baba's room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. So, Baba has been to the school also. He has been to the school to go learn Gujarati, being a Gujarati. So, Gujarati, if you learn 4 books, it's more than enough. 4 books is more than enough. You know how to read and write, or the journey means. Half letters are.
Oh, right.
What do you call it?
Sometimes the letters, it's like abbreviation.
The tr and r is joined. Those letters, if you want to know, and other things, very easy.
Where are you writing the drug?
Yeah, it's a hospital. Where did you write? But I don't send my writing at the Gavit to write. The mail does not know very well to write yet. So you can write rather slowly. He goes to a dispensary, he says, writing English, he wants to. She's lazy about it.
Her English is funny.
Yeah.
Well, Mara, when Baba would go to the West, did you ever write him a letter?
No.
He didn't allow it?
Baba wrote a letter too from there. Once Baba, when he was in England, very first time, he had his photos taken. Oh, the picture photos, I think you've seen it.
He would send you telegrams. Okay.
Yeah, when he has to come, then he's coming for the dates and that.
Would he send one that arrived safely?
No, definitely. Only arrived in India at such a date. So we know by that time he arrived, round about that date he arrived. You know, he's not prepared. Of course. He's been waiting for Baba. That was Canada. It took very long time for Baba to come, go to England, I think, to America, visit there. Now he's having a group in America also. There's Norina and others also, there's Gene Adria, I don't know, who else. Anyway, and they were from England, went with Baba to America. And so Baba stayed there, I don't know how long. He went to Los Angeles, that's a Hollywood place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That also was there. Then Baba was there. You know, he had his reasons. That world also Baba has blessed. And his time, he has to. So the, what do you call the stars, the actresses, the Lula Banker, Virginia Bruce. Greta Garbo was still, on the screen, you may call it.
Uh-huh.
But her destiny was not to see Baba. Otherwise, she could have come to see Baba, knowing Baba's mistake and all that. She just sent, asked questions through her friend, Mercedes. And yes, and just so that she then herself come. And then we've been perfect, no? She's perfect for her, and she's going to be in a hospital, and Mama got seen Baba, and everything is perfect. Brahma's there, couldn't be washed any clean, just like that, she says. So I mean, never, as long as it's washed, maybe some stain that way. This is the one you stationed me, Shlom.
Your color is white. Oh, I finished.
Cotton white sari, but later on, Brahma never let you wear cotton white, plain sari.
He left you with colorful.
Ah, and Guru Prasad, whenever you do. Very gorgeous sari, very gorgeous sari, very
beautiful.
And Baba was so happy with it. So but then he would feel happy that Baba's appreciating. And the girls, they appreciate it. Well, they themselves are very nice things, but they don't look at you with appreciative eye as much. But Baba is so good and nice, as long as Baba was happy.
No. Day of rest. But enough yesterday.
You cycled yesterday, no?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that was enough.
All to measure? Did you rest at the office or something?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Wow.
Nice and slow.
Wow.
First in the morning, I stopped at Mayhem Colony. Then I stopped at the trust.
Good.
No, I never saw him there, but I remember when he died, everybody said that. When he died, everyone said that he was a very famous, wonderful dancer.
Had you seen him now, or just in the film?
How can you see him in the ashram when he was...
In films, he did that.
Yeah.
He met Baba, you know.
He had met Baba.
Yeah. I think in England or when he was on the ship.
But he didn't dance with Baba.
So no. But somebody said that they made a very beautiful film with him dancing the part of Ram.
Oh,
I never saw. We saw one picture that is very, very beautiful, and they're trying for it that if we could have it after Amartya on the first, the second, third. Australians are also here. Because this time, Bill LePage did not show the end picture as he used to, you know, Tukaram and Dan Ashwar. So this year means next in Amartya. I told Mani, what about that picture? Westerners will be back, there's nothing to understand about this. Just very beautiful, every scene. It's this girl who, a Hindu girl, two girls, she, tall, young woman, very young, and very lovely dancers. She dances very beautifully. But her partner is also a very young man in the column, and he is the dancing teacher as well as he is perfection in dancing. Gopi Krishna is, I think, his name, Gopi Krishna.
Is this Janak Pyle Bhaji?
No?
Janak Pyle Bhaji?
Ah, Janak Pyle Bhaji.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Oh, it's so beautiful. That in Satare team, so somebody told us, don't miss this picture. You must go and see. You like to see dancing, you must see this picture. So, of course, we asked Baba and he went, and it was very lovely. We, of course, took our servants, everybody with us. We groomed all, went to the town because our house was far from the town. It was a very nice walk, just a mile and a half, or 1 mile and a quarter. So, we entered this picture, all very nice. Upstairs, it was quite dry, but not many people. Downstairs, there was full. Upstairs, very few, and we all together, and it's very lovely. It's really worth seeing. You have no idea. You want to see Indian dancing, it is in that. They are not today Shankar, but this girl, so beautifully dance, and her figure, and everything. Very beautiful. So, one dance they do is of Radha Krishna dance, and that's such a beautiful scene with the palm trees and all, like in the forest, where they live in the sea, and there are all the gopis all standing, all pretty. Young girls with flowers in their hair and lovely sarees, all decorated, the whole pictures, color pictures. You can imagine all colorful sari, you know, lovely, about 6 or 8 of them that I don't remember anywhere, all of that. And then this special, this important dancer you got. Her name is Sandhya. So she is there. So then they hear the sound of the flute, you know. Then, they all like this red sound comes like that. Then they see that Krishna, like this young, he was very young. They call him young man anyway. He came in his Krishna dress, you know, and he played the flute. All the gopis are so happy. So he puts his flute in his belt somewhere, and then he dances for Radha, you know, shows love. Mm-hmm. So Radha is attracted by him, so he dances, and they come out of that line of gopis, mm-hmm. She's staying out of it, and they both have a beautiful dance, very short dance, but very beautiful. And then dancing, then Radha comes back to her place, and Krishna jumps high, and there's a height for that, and they jump. Dancing, he takes these 3 steps up and down, and then he can see different boys dancing. And then the last, as you said about Ram, this was very strange. Now, this girl dancing like this, and Poppy, this film was so much used up that I don't know if the film is preserved or it's lying in bits, broken bits. It's a pity. If it's broken, there's no use, because all the best, what do you call it?
Parts
and dances are cut out, half of it. So I told Mani, could you find out through Ali? I didn't know the Santaram, he was the producer and all that. And they are trying to find out. That's difficult to trace. But they have traced today. Santaram said that the film is now was being bought by another person, and he has control over it. He has it. But we don't know what he's doing with it, so we got to find out from that person. So it's a very difficult thing to trace the film.
Yeah.
You went to see that again with Baba, didn't you?
We went to see it twice in Sardara Baba. Let us see it twice, because it was a very beautiful dancing picture.
And did Baba go?
No, then we saw it Sardara twice, and we told Baba that it was very beautiful and all that, that he should come. Baba come to see the film in Satara, because Satara does not show what you call it, private show. Private show. Baba wants a private show. He doesn't want to see on speaking out. So he did not come that time. But he said, oh Baba, how we would love you to see it. Oh Baba, whenever that it is possible to see, you must see the letters and so on. Forget about Swaram. Then after how many months we came to Ahmednagar, right? Maybe 1954 or 55, both times we came to Ahmednagar. Not 55, I don't know. 54, 55. Then when we heard, Adi sent word to say that there's a very nice picture, dancing picture that Baba wants to see. You know, that's called Janat Janat. Oh, we were so happy to see Baba. Ahmednagar just come here, and now we can see Baba here. But will they give us the
private show.
So Adi went and asked the man to whom the theater belonged, same theater that we go to, you know, but it belonged to another Hindu person that time. So that Hindu person refused. He said, you won't need a private show. And that you must have come with the others in the evening. Baba said, no. Baba said, try it. Amahari, they have under Badin Dera Padena. So, Adi then said, yes, I'll write Santaram. He had Baba's darshan one time when he was young, Santaram, when he was younger, and he wanted to do this film work, or whatever you call it, film work, to be in this film, to be producer, actor, whatever. But he had it in his mind, or maybe told it to Baba. That detail I don't know. But it had come for Baba's darshan some years back. So Adi remembered that. So he wrote to Santaram and said, Mel Baba wants to see the picture, but this theater person won't allow a private show. So can he do something about it? Is it possible for you to show this picture to Baba? We would love to see. And he was something nice, little buddy and all that. So here, the Santaram knew Baba's name, Baba had been to see Baba Nash. So then Santaram said, then what happened was this theater person, was in debt.
Oh.
He can't even want a show, because that show, he had to pay for the electricity, he had to pay the, operator man.
Oh,
I don't know what all his thing was. But anyway, yes. So he said no. And the Santaram had sent word to this man, this theater person. The theater person showed his difficulty and all that. Santaram said, show this picture to Mehr Baba, private show in the morning. All the expense that I will pay all the expense. So Santaram, he showed Baba this picture actually. So from Mehrabad we asked, oh, I want to come from Mehrabad, every Baba lover from Nagar, we all gathered together. And they were all, most of the downstairs men and all the others from Mehrabad. And we were women, Baba upstairs. Upstairs, in the gallery.
In the gallery, yeah.
And Baba saw it, Baba said, great. George's gorgeous scene, colors, and very lovely dances. And Baba said, yes. He loved the picture very much. It shows Baba loved dancing. As I said, you better dance.
Okay.
Would you sit next to Baba?
Yes, of course. One said money, one said myself. Yes, and then to serve us talking also. We were to get up by 4:30, or 5:00, mm-hmm. Have our breakfast by 5:30 or something, 6:00. Then all got comfortable and all that. And we had to start 6:30 or 7:40. So early to go see a picture in Saros Talk here. That time this talkies belonged to Saros himself. We knew Saros, I think. So we were given private shows any time in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. So we didn't go. But what a way of seeing a picture. We have to get up from asleep, And I never like to get up early. Very good picture. very funny. Then anyway, Baba used to come with us. And Baba went to the sofa. We let Baba sit down on the sofa. Look, he said, I sat on the separate. Baba wants me to be relaxed and move around. And Baba said, comfortable. On that small sofa that was seen for 2 people, and then Baba sit alone then.
It's good to watch her.
They're all coming off. Eyelashes, the hair, everything.
What have eyelashes?
Eyebrows and
hair.
Yes, what
are
they saying?
Well, it's so early in the morning.
Yes, and the girl, Elizabeth, also, because I didn't believe it was good. That time, Elizabeth had bought a very lovely car from the rest. It was called the Soto, but 8 people could sit in very comfortably. Very lovely car. One was green and one was blue. 2 beautiful cars. So Baba had to travel then, so we went there very nice. We all together, Every girl, the only, how many babies? Nehru, I think, was the first state that Nehru was there. Nehru, Mani, Naja, myself. Gauri was not there. With Baba.
And
Elizabeth. I'm counting. Take them last. 8 of us. And it got very comfortable. One day we went to see the Himalayas. Now all from sleep. We
got
up. I didn't know. All right, never mind. Go. And then we said, saw the picture. That's an awful picture.
No.
I said, no, we got so sorry to see this. Yes. And Baba wanted to stop it. Something Baba was stopping half the way. And tell them to put another picture if they have or something. But no, we had to see through it, the whole film. It was all wake up and dream. And you can imagine, you had to wake up and dream.
When you get tired of fun of
that picture, anyway, ordinary and not nice at all.
That is all worth waking up and seeing it. Yeah,
it is all. Would come from Nagar, Kavir's mother used to come to those days. They all together with Baba's there, they want to see Baba. And then just use
Baba. Yes.
Oh.
We heard all about the dream that you were having, tears told us the dream, and tears told us the dream that we never heard about.
Right,
you were exhausted when you woke up. No, I was exhausted from trying to find somewhere.
From Atlanta. Then when one place said you are Baba Jan's Nirvan, and Upasana and something and so on, it's very lovely. And then one verse that comes later, that you are the one for whom Meera was married, and you were Krishna, you were said, and then Krishna, that was very outstanding. Narsimhita, Shyam and Sundas, Sundas Dish. And in that third class, that time was third class. The, all these third class people are all these Hindus, Mamadis, very
low
class people and all these.
And the tribal people.
I can't tell you the it's true, but everything's so near you, everybody was crying. What must be Baba so tired all day long? So what I want to say, so he went through Baba gave the experience that what he went through. And you got a very bad cold, you better go home, don't eat, die. Ah, yes, and when she is about hot milk in the night with what is what?
Turmeric.
Turmeric?
Turmeric.
Honey.
Honey. Honey. Very nice hot milk in the night. Then to bed. Otherwise, it's cold, it's got to be a cold.
When we were going with Baba on that day, on 31st January 1969, to Mahabad, and Erich asked for the record, Begin the Beginning, which Baba wanted played by his side. And then he asked me to bring up my movie camera, just to take a few shots as the ambulance was leaving. And I thought he had gone mad. How can he think of movie camera or anything at a time like that? And he said, do you realize how many lovers there are who would want to be here at this time? And for their sake. And then as I was hesitating, he said, you can't begin to think of yourself. We have got to continue to do what Baba wants. This is not the time to think of ourselves. And that was like, really helped. Cold water splash on my face, it helped. But in the same way, one thing after another, we kept on doing. All right, what Baba wants us to do, what Baba would want, what would please Baba. So after we came back from Pune, after the whole day to Baba, and that's where the story of the gong comes in, but Erich can tell you that later. And all these things, Baba's presence was very much there, but we were once again alone with him, as it were, although we were not able to see him physically. So that morning, one morning, when I
said, you always see, this means to see my, this means love, my lovers. Each one had his lovers here. Then he pointed to his finger to say, like a gem, you know, like you wear gem. Then he has to make some kind of sign, we would say, or just sign to, because he can't speak, so he said, like this, like a gem. Right? And so he thought, yes, a day will come and see some Baba lovers. But we had no idea.
that there would come so many and such, and as Baba says, like gems, so we find Baba's words have come true. Each one, Baba's gems, Baba's children, Baba's garden. I'm very fortunate, and now we've come to Baba. Later there will be many, many more. Many more, but always it happened at the time of Jesus also. Jesus' time after 100 years, so it was a very long time after Jesus that Christianity was spread. His followers came, how do you say, went out of the country to preach Christ's words
to
and give Christianity.
Give them the news of his coming.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, after Christ.
After Christ.
They came even to India, St. Thomas came. But very slowly, very slowly. And then it was 100 years, they say. Then, and once it was Christianity was so much so that many of our Indian, what do you call them, people, many have,
many
are converts, but they are very fine people, you know. The missionaries will convert them. They look after the children so well.
Very honest.
And teach them to read and write. Well, these people are poor if they can't go to school. In those days, many years back, maybe at least 90 years back, because when I was 6 and 7, 8 years old, already missionary work was going on very strong. They were very beautiful. They taught them to knit and crochet and beautiful, but for cardigans and all that. They were. These girls who were also, you know, Harijans, you know, the third class people, those also, such, they were trained such fine, and that even we didn't know how to do those things that they knew. Beautiful design and crochet and what do you call it, cardigans and all that. Other things, many things they did, cheek holes. What I want to say is they taught them
useful
all the practical things, and also they married them off. They want to marry all that. They gave them money also. They put them in the world such a way that they looked after them to the very end. Yes, great deed they did, Christians, you know. That's why we like the missionaries. But we Parsis appreciate them. I don't know how much the other people in India appreciate. Hindus, they don't appreciate. The high-class Hindus don't appreciate. The lower class. Anyway, we have a little church in here. You know this village?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny church, and father or priest, he comes there. He, you know, tells them to, I don't know, not story, but maybe you may call it priest or talk about Jesus.
Right.
So Asuka, she is a Christian.
Mm.
But she's very clever. Why do you know that? Society, you know, in New York, and everywhere. In New York, there are two centers. Mary Baba House, Society.
Yeah. You know, in the morning, Mani was talking about that 69 darshan where you weren't sure whether you all should go, but then you remembered Baba said march to Pune. And
yeah.
But at that darshan, I mean, were you also thinking, now why should we go there? And you didn't know that people would come and everything.
No, we knew they would be coming because Baba had given us order in it, say, to come for my darshan in Pune in April. And so we knew they were going to come. But we didn't know so many would come. They chartered planes and all. Ivy Deuce's whole company came. Over 500 Westerners came. And the Easterners from South, Hamirpur, North, South is, what do you call it? Andhra Pradesh, Madras, South. Many buses and buses full. There's a beautiful sight when the Guru Prasad was. Old Guru Prasad, very lovely. And a big driveway, all these colorful saris, and men on one side, women on the other. Mani took picture from the terrace. It's come on, very beautiful. No, movie?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was it darker?
No. After Baba dropped
it. I mean, she was talking about how all the people that came there, they really felt Baba's presence there. You know, they
many felt. One or two actually saw Baba. Oh, they were. Mr. Baba, three people saw Baba. This one Westerner saw, one Easterner saw, and one Parsi lady saw.
Phyllis Frederick also saw Baba.
Huh?
Phyllis Frederick said that she saw Baba.
She's psychic, she saw. But there's Parsi lady who's very devoted, person, but she was not for darshan time because she was in Bangalore, not well. She was an elderly lady. But when she came, her daughter had darshan in time and went to Bangalore to get her mother to have darshan also, because you must obey Baba in physical form. So this lady came to darshan where the darshan hall was, and then she went to Baba's bedroom where Baba's bed and Baba's photos were there and so on. So as soon as she entered in the doorway on the bed, she saw Baba was seated. It was just for a fraction of a second, you know, just like that. So she said, "Oh, Baba," and the lady next door said, "Oh, where is Baba?" But she didn't see. So this old lady saw Baba, very devoted.
Did you all three
people have seen Baba.
Did you all feel Baba's presence more at that time?
Presently, we can see Baba. Baba says we've seen him in physical form, so he doesn't appear to us.
It was a wonderful program, the
darshan. Yes. You and Virginia both were there.
First group.
Right.
Very
fun. Because then you were... Darshan, as well as you saw the old Guru Prasad, so
right,
lovely.
Right.
I was there. Maharani of Baroda, she made a beautiful bungalow for Baba summertime, you know. So Baba could give darshan. Pune is easy because from Bombay to come to Pune, from Navsari, Surat, and other places. Pune is the main station, no? Big station. So they can come the train, have that. Some all options here would have been rather too complicated for them. So in Pune is just right. Yes. You're studying, I know. Ah, yes. Studying.
How long was she, did she stay here with Baba? Do you know?
In the 30th, she came maybe January.
She died in October, 39.
38 we went to Bangalore in 39, we went in blue bus, 39 we went to Bangalore, October we must be in Bangalore, because it's in Bangalore.
No.
In a weak heart, you know.
Baba.
And how well Baba knew when she was, when we were in Cannes, you know, south of France. Baba.
Mm-hmm.
Many Westerners had come and we stayed in a different bungalow, different house, and then we were in another street somewhere, another place, in different house. There was Norina, Elizabeth, Rano, and Kitty. Four Westerners stayed with us and a rain below. And later Elsa came, she's a Czechoslovakian, and she also came to keep the house of Baba. You know. They used to cook. Marketing and all that. And Irene cooked for us, you know. But we were all vegetarian. Anyway, what I want to say is this.
About Nani in Cairns?
Nani in the, another house. But
yes.
What
Baba, you said Baba knew about this.
Then of course it was time for us to come back to India. And Nani and Subhava was, I told them, those who go back to their homes,
mm-hmm.
and so they went. But Nani, of course, would like to be with Baba. So Baba said, "No, go and see your family," because she had a new, what would you call it?
Grandchild.
That is her son's little daughter, newly born. So Baba said, "No, you must go and see the baby as well as be with your family for some day, from some time." How long is it? A month or two, that I don't remember. But how Baba knew that after, when she returns to India, after that she won't be able to see her family, so Baba said, "No, you must go back." She didn't want to go to Kansas, no, you must go and see. So she was with her family, and Elizabeth had to go because she had business in America. Business, of course, her father, parents were alive, and she had much to do about to find a place for the center, you know.
Okay.
Other things also, I don't know what was really, I don't know how what it was, but she always was very busy because her father was, what you call it, very business-like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put it. Anyway, she had to be there. So they both came late. Otherwise, us on the boat was Norina, Kitty, and Ranu, only three of them, Westerners. Nani and Elizabeth, they came.
After
we reached here, 2 months after they came, I think. And then 2 months in November, December, and January they came, I think. So it was 38 and then arrived to celebrate Baba's birthday. And it was the first birthday Baba celebration on the hill. Upper Mirabad. Otherwise it used to be downhill. That time nobody was there. Mansari, nobody. Only the girls, my mother, and Gulmai would come. Then Hindus, others were there. And maybe one or two persons, Pilamaya, Karachi. Then the Mandali, Naja's father and the others were there, Padri and Gustaji. Pendu was there. Huh?
Is Pilamai Adidubash's mother?
No.
What's
no, Pilamai is Irani. Pure Irani. Pakka Irani never mixed with the Parsis. But now, of course, Parsis mixed. Yes, it's very positive.